Here at this sacred spot at the Chapel of the Miraculous Medal, the Church has us ponder in this Mass of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, the wedding feast at Cana, because we see something truly important here about our Blessed Mother, the fact and the how of her intercession. Mary saw an impending disaster happening for a newly married couple and their families. In Jewish culture, a wedding feast lasted 8 days, with 3 meals a day and plenty of food and wine. For them to run out of wine at a wedding reception would be today like our going to a wedding reception and having them have no food at all. There's no sense, however, that any of the people who were responsible for the reception were aware of the imminent catastrophe. Not the wine steward, not the couple, not even the mother of the bride. Only Mary adverted to the problem. Why did she notice what others who should have noticed didn't? Because, as St. Jose Maria Escrivá tells us, one who loves notices the details. When one loves, one is faithful and pours oneself into things others may miss or consider small. The same Blessed Mother, who likewise loved that young bride and groom so much, is noticing precisely right now what we need, whether we're aware we need it or not. She's more attentive to us than the most attentive mother is to the needs even of her littlest children. That's the first thing we notice, the that of her intercession. Second thing we notice in this scene of the wedding feast of Cana is how Mary intercedes for us. She's always going to her son. She doesn't herself have the power to work miracles. No one does, only God does. And that's why, as we see in the scene, she brings the needs to Jesus. They have no wine. As we see in the gospel, even when Jesus is reluctant to do a miracle because it would have induced this whole pattern that he wanted to postpone, people looking to him and squeezing him into their box that was expecting a political messiah, somebody to drive out the occupying Roman forces rather than someone who would come to drive out an even worse force, the force of the devil, in order to save. So because Jesus didn't want to be squeezed in that box, he didn't want the hour that he had been preparing for his entire life to come so precipitously. But when Mary asked and turned to the servants and said, "Do whatever he tells you," Jesus did it anyway for her. It's always been a great consolation for me personally to know that Mary is turning to Jesus to ask him at so many times during each day for what I need, whether I'm aware that I need it or not. Doubtless, our mother is saying to Jesus right now about each one of us, "Beloved one, your loved one is tired with jet lag, having arrived in France just a few hours ago with very little sleep on the plane, and is trying to pay attention during Mass." She's probably intervening for many more things than that, too. The reason why the wedding feast of Cana is chosen by the Church for the votive Mass of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal is because it points to the reality and to the power of Mary's intercession. In July of 1830, only a few months after St. Catherine Laboure, whose incorrupt body is here with us in the sanctuary, had entered the Daughters of Charity in the novitiate here, she was awakened in the middle of the night by an angel appearing like a little boy. You can see a depiction of this scene in the beautiful mosaic above us on the triumphal arch. This angel led her to this chapel, where there was an empty seat placed at the right, at the back of where the right leg for the present altar stands. The angel told her to wait, and very soon Mary appeared seated on the chair. St. Catherine, seeing the Blessed Mother there, immediately fell down on her knees, placing her hands lovingly on Mary's lap, and then proceeding to have a tender conversation with her for the next 2 hours. It was then that Mary revealed that St. Catherine would have a special mission from her. 4 months later, Mary revealed what that mission would be in a second appearance on November 27th. She appeared in an oval and asked St. Catherine to have an image struck in accordance with what she saw. Mary told Catherine, "Have a medal made according to this model. Everyone who wears it around his neck will receive great graces. For those who wear it with confidence, there will be abundant graces." On the front, Mary was found with a crown of 12 bright stars in line with what we saw in today's first reading from the book of Revelation. Around the inside of the oval were words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." In her hands were rings with precious stones emitting rays of light. Mary told St. Catherine that those were a sign of the graces that she pours out on those who ask her. When Catherine asked why some of those rings had no rays, the Blessed Mother responded that those were an image of the graces that people should have asked for, that Mary wanted to intercede for them to obtain, but they never asked. Eventually, Catherine spoke to a priest who served as her spiritual director and told him about the apparition, what she had seen on that front of the medal, what she had seen on the back, that there was an M for Mary with a cross as well as two hearts, Jesus' sacred heart crowned with thorns and her own immaculate heart pierced with a sword. At first, the priest was reluctant to believe St. Catherine, but over time, Catherine's sanity and sanctity convinced him that what she was telling him was true, and with the permission of the archbishop, he had them struck. No one but him knew that St. Catherine was the one who would receive the apparition, and he passed out these miraculous medals first to St. Catherine and the other sisters who were with her in one of their apostolates here in the city, and then to the other Daughters of Charity, and then it started to spread to others. A year after this medal was struck, there was a terrible pestilence here in Paris and in many other regions of France. What the sisters discovered is when they gave out this medal to those who were suffering, many of them were cured. And it happened so frequently that the medal was almost immediately dubbed the Miraculous Medal. And use of it spread quickly throughout the world. As we know, it's still quite popular. I was always very touched that Blessed Mother Teresa and her missionaries of charity always pass it out as a means to get people to trust in Our Lady's intercession. And we should have that same confidence. Today, all of us come here to the sacred spot in which the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Catherine, and today is interceding for us. We all have some devotion to Mary. We wouldn't be on this pilgrimage if we didn't. But today is a privileged opportunity for us to grow in our love, in our appreciation, and in our docility. I've always been moved by the expression the Blessed Mother revealed in this medal. Pray for us who have recourse to thee. This word recourse literally means to run back. It points to the fact that many of us once had a deep love and devotion to Our Lady. We can think about it when we were little children, the way we would pray the rosary then, the way that we would pray with devotion before a statue of Our Lady. But many of us have wandered away from that type of devotion we had once upon a time. Today is a day for us not to walk back, not to crawl back, but to run back, to run with urgency, to receive Mary's great and constant help. Above me in French, around the triumphal arch, are the words the Blessed Mother said to Catherine, appearing to her in this very chapel. Venez au pied de cet autel, là les grâces seront répandues sur tous. Come to the foot of this altar. There, graces will be poured out on everyone. As we begin our pilgrimage here in France today, we come to this very altar, begging Mary, conceived without sin, to pour out those graces on us, and to take our intentions, the needs and prayers of our family members, our loved ones, all those who have asked us to remember them along our path, to her Son, with confidence. And she repeats to us what she said there, "Do whatever my Son tells you." O Mary, conceived without original sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen.